Good evening, everyone, or rather good morning, and welcome to Boomer to Zoomer, the only podcast where a Zoomer interviews a Boomer, all for the sake of entertainment. It's currently 3 a.m. and I'm running on fumes, but on the East Coast it's 6 a.m., so our East Coast listeners should just be tuning in. For our series, What Do the Crazies Care About?, it's Linda Farmer. Linda is a leader in the women's alt-right movement, originally a doctor, then a minister. She is given all of that up to be extremely active on the right-wing app Parler, and does what she describes as God's work to release America from the devil's grip. Welcome, Linda. How are you today? Hello? Oh, goodness gracious me, that's loud. Hello, invisible people. It's great to be here. I am rested, I am excited, and I am filled with light and hope from above that this is one part of many to enlighten America. I can't wait to educate y'all on the ways of our Savior, the one and only benevolent God. So, Linda, what issues are important to you? What issues are important to me? Everything that's an issue is important to me. I am one giant cockroach, and while America has cut off my head, I just run around headless. I'm not dead yet, because you can't kill a cockroach. Yes, but what issues specifically? I would say the crisis of faith. Nobody goes to church anymore because the woke radical liberals call churchgoers witches. Well, if one more person is called a witch, I'm burning myself at the stake. Because, you know, Lauren, it's time we get back to the good old days. Remember the Enlightenment? Those were the good times. Is a crisis of faith really relevant to the American public right now? It seems to me there are a variety of more pressing problems. Like what? The coronavirus pandemic? The anti-LGBT legislation that keeps popping up in state legislatures? Do you know about the V-gangs? I'm sorry? V-gangs. You know, those grass guzzlers, them temptresses of tofu, those haters of honey. Oh, you mean vegans. Yeah, isn't that what I said? No, actually it isn't. But is this really something a U.S. lawmaker should be concerning themselves with? I'm just wondering why carnivores are being discriminated against. It's the natural way. Is it not enough that we've had to give up our church-going ways, but now we will be shamed for eating meat too? America was not founded by suckling Mother Nature's grass-fed titties, but rather men murdering animals to solve their rage issues. Well, as someone who is vegan, I have to say I disagree very much with your statements. Titty sucker. Excuse me? I said Tucker Carlson because I was talking for my Savior. He possesses me, and he clearly needs to teach you about the error of your ways. Okay, that might be all the time and patience we have for Linda today. Unless, of course, you care to comment on an actual issue, such as climate change. I'm sorry, I don't speak liberal, but did you by any chance mean the deep state hoax? I'm sorry? That thing you call climate change is actually a hoax made up by woke liberals to scare us away from our Savior. You know what y'all call climate change? Is simply the devil's grip extending on our earth. Y'all want to know why winter is less cold and summer is more hot? It's because our earth drifts farther away from God and closer to the fires of hell. And it's my divine duty to bring awareness to this issue so that America discovers what it means to be faithful again. Faithful to what, specifically? Faithful to God, faithful to a husband, faithful to any one thing. Life is not an all-you-can-eat buffet. You cannot choose chicken, eat chicken every Wednesday for a year, then suddenly decide that you don't like chicken anymore. I'm talking about commitment. Pick something, glue yourself to it, and be as annoying as that residue that's left over when you take the sticker off. And you won't even get it off when you say, residue, I hate you. And this is what someone with your platform cares about. Yes, and you know what? It's not just me who cares. It's all my followers together. We all care about commitment because we're committed to our cause. We married it in a church in front of God. Not like in a mud pit like V Games do it. Okay, that's all the time we have for Linda today. Linda, it was certainly very interesting to have you on the show, but I'm afraid our time is up. Don't we have another 20 minutes? I came prepared with a prayer we could do together. It's called Pray Away the Day. Because the day is when all the liberal vegans are out trying to convert us to grass scuttling. Right, that's exactly what happens during the day. I know, and in America too, land of the not so free, home of the not so brave. Goodbye, Linda. Oh, you were serious. But before I leave, I would like to comment on one thing you liberals just love to yak about. Face masks. And not the kind of masks that make your face all smooth. You know what, Linda? I'm gonna have to stop you right there because I just remembered we're out of time. I need to go to the store to pick up food. Really? At 10:30 a.m.? Yes, it's a short day for us on the show today. So, goodbye, Linda. It was certainly a special time having you. Well, I won't be back because Fox News is better than you. Goodbye. Goodbye.